Lord, we thank you that we can study the Bible together, even though we are, excuse me, far away in distance from one another.
对主啊，我们非常高兴，我们可以聚在一起学习圣经。就算我们每个人呢都相隔非常遥远。
And this distance is a big deal for us, but it's not a big deal for God. The Holy Spirit is everywhere.
这个距离呢，对我们来说是个大的问题，但是对神来说呢，却不是问题，因为神的圣灵在每一个地方。
And Lord, there's a sense in which the Holy Spirit is something like an electrical power grid, and we can plug in to Him regardless of where we are.
意思上来说呢，神的圣灵就像电流一样，不管我们在哪里，只要我们插上插座，就能接通。
So we're thankful, Lord, that we can study together tonight, and we pray that we will be taught by the Spirit of God those things we need to know.
感恩那个神的圣灵呢，可以教导我们；我们也感恩呢，就圣灵会教导我们那些我们应该知道的事情。我们祈求。
We will be studying, Lord willing, in the book of Luke, and the Lord Jesus had words very important for the people in his day.
这种我们也学习路加福音，路加福音在那个时候呢，主耶稣基督对他在那个年代的人有非常重要的话要说。
And because the Lord has made all people equal, so these words are just as important for us today as they were for those who heard them 2,000 years ago.
因为呢，我们每个人呢都是平等的，所以这样呢，今天这些话呢，对我们来说，就像2000年以前他们听到的话的时候是一样的，也是实用的。
So help us each one as we turn to the truth now.
做每个人，当我们翻开真理的时候。
May each heart reach out and say, Lord Jesus, speak to me tonight, please.
愿我们每个人呢的内心呢，都去向主耶稣基督说：“主啊，今天晚上对我内心说话。”
And so this is our prayer, and this is our means of giving thanks, and we do that now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们的祷告，也是我们向上感恩的方式。所以，我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Excuse me. I've got a frog in my throat tonight, but we're going to carry on.
所以，抱歉，因为太红了，你有痰，但是今天不管怎么说，我们可以继续。
So we're studying in the book of Luke, chapter 11. Luke, chapter 11.
我们学习路加福音的第11章。
Last week, we got down to the end of verse 51.
上个星期呢，我们结束的时候在第51节。
So we'll start in verse 52 tonight.
今天要从第52节开始学习。
And you will remember that our study has been the Lord speaking to the Pharisees and the lawyers about the problems in their lives, how they refuse to follow God.
因为呢，就是说，你们大家记得上个星期我们谈到的主耶稣基督呢，他跟法利赛人和那些律法师谈话，告诉他们他们的问题就是他们拒绝了神。And
here in verse 52, he puts his finger on another problem, very serious then and very common today.
因为然后呢，在这里呢，主耶稣基督呢，把他的手指指向他们在当时呢面临的一个非常严重的问题。另外一组人在我们当今呢也非常普遍。
He says, Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering in, you hindered.
有些人就说你们律法师有祸了，因为你们把知识的钥匙夺了去，自己不进去，这样进去的人，你们也要阻挡他们。
So here are two terrible sins that these people committed.
一定有两个非常严重的罪，这些人呢，他们犯了。
Number one, they took away the source of knowledge.
一个呢，他们就是把那个知识的源头给夺走了。
Here it is called the key of knowledge.
这里呢，把它称之为知识的钥匙。
Why would it be called the key of knowledge?
为什么要称之为知识的钥匙呢？
Well, what's a key for?
那么钥匙呢，用来干什么的呢？
A key is designed to open the door.
所以一个钥匙用来呢，就是打开门的。
If you don't have a key, you don't get in.
如果你没有钥匙，你就进不去。
Now, what is the key of knowledge in this relation? What was the Lord Jesus talking about?
就在这个关系里面，那么说那知识的钥匙是什么呢？主耶稣基督他谈的这个钥匙是什么？
And the answer is the key of knowledge is the key that opens the door to a life with and in fellowship with God.
就这个里面呢，就是这里的讲到的这个知识的钥匙，那就是说是打开那扇门，那就是说是和神在一起去认识神。
Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
对的，就分到那个启示录第三章。
Revelation, chapter 3, and verse 20.
第三章第20节。
And here the Lord is speaking to the church at Laodicea.
你主耶稣都在这里呢，和老底嘉的教会在说话。
He says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, that's what we've got to do.
在这个里面第二节说，主耶稣说：“看哪，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我们声音的，就开门。”这就是我们应该做的，开门。
Jesus says, If you will open the door, if you have the key of knowledge that opens the door, he ends verse 20, I will come into him. And dine with him, and he with me.
这主耶稣说呢，在前面说呢，如果我叩门，有人听见就开门。那后面，20节的后半部分说，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
Now, the verse is general. I will come in and dine with him. That's a general promise. But it's a wonderful promise. Imagine having fellowship, having friendship with, eating with the very God who made us.
所以这个里面呢，在这里呢，我与他，他与我一同坐席，这是一个非常的奇妙的一个亲密的关系。你可以去想象一下，你和神呢有如此的交往，有如此亲密的关系，和他同桌吃饭。
How do we have that kind of relationship with God.
我们怎样拥有这样一个和神之间的这样的关系呢？
And the simple answer is we believe him. We believe what he said, and consequently, because of our belief, we are accepted into his family relationship.
第一，非常简单的，就是我们去相信他，我们相信他所说的。如果我们相信他所说的去做，那么他就会接纳我们，进入他的大家庭，成为家人关系。
And so you'll remember that the book of John, chapter 1 and verse 12 says, He came to his own, and his own received him not, but to as many as did receive him. He gave the privilege, the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name.
因为你们大家记得呢，在约翰福音1章12节开始说呢，他来到他自己的地方，自己的人却不接待他。但是，对那些凡接待他的，并且信他的名的人，他赐给他们权柄，成为神的家人。
So the key of knowledge then is what we get, and that's fellowship in the family of God and all the blessings thereof. But also the key of knowledge is how we get it.
你这个呢，就是知识的钥匙，就是说是我们能够得进那个门，进入神的大家庭，和神有这样的亲密的关系。另外一层意思是呢，我们怎样获得这样的关系？
What did the Pharisees do? What did the lawyers do?
那么那些法利赛人和律法师他们在干什么呢？
They took away the key.
他们把那些钥匙拿去了。
They taught you don't always have to obey God, but you've certainly got to keep the law of the Pharisees.
他们的教导是呢，你不必要总是要顺服神，但是呢，你们必须呢，遵守那个法利赛人制定的宗教规则。
They taught that you don't have to believe the Lord Jesus. They defended killing the Lord Jesus.
因为他们教导说呢，你不用相信主耶稣基督，所以他们呢，其实在密谋要杀害主耶稣。
So they made, I said, two mistakes. There were three things they did wrong. First of all, they took away the key of knowledge.
因为刚才呢说错了，他呢就实际上他们做错了三件事。第一件事呢，他们夺去了知识的钥匙。
Secondly, they would not go in to the blessings of God using the key. They wouldn't go in themselves.
另第二条呢，就是他们自己呢也不用这个知识的钥匙进到门里面去获得神的赐福。
And again, Luke 11, verse 52 ends with the words, and those who were entering in, you hindered. That was their third problem. They took away the key. They wouldn't go in themselves. And those who wanted to go in, they hindered them and said, no, don't go in.
就这里面呢，在路加福音第11章第52节末结尾说呢，因为他们呢，就说是你们自己呢，别人要进去的人呢，你们要阻拦，是要阻挡他们，所以他们犯的三件罪，第一个呢，他们把知识的钥匙夺走了；第二个，他自己不进去；第三个呢，跟那些要进去的人呢，他们拦阻人家不让进去。
Does that ever happen in our age?
在我们当今的时代发生过吗？
And the answer is yes. Universities, all manner of professors in universities teach students not to believe in Jesus, not to believe in God the Creator. They say, believe in science, believe in evolution, don't believe in God. What a terrible thing.
这个是的，是在我们当今的大学里，那些教授们呢，他们教导学生呢，不要去相信神呢，不要去相信造物主，要相信的呢是科学，要相信的是进化论，所以呢，他们就说是也是这样的人，
Are they the only ones who do that?
不得去做那样事情的人吗？
No. Many parents, sometimes other family members, knowing the truth of God, do not take it themselves and they reject or ridicule those in their family who want to get the truth of God.
因为在家里呢，在有些家庭里呢，他们有些人呢，他们拥有神的知识，但是呢，他们自己不信，他们自己不仅不信，他们也阻挡家里的其他的人呢，获得这样的知识，阻挡他们去信。
So many people mock the Bible. Many people reject the truth of God in a church. Many people turn away and they are guilty of all three things. They take away the key, they won't go in themselves, and they won't allow others to go in either. Shame! What a terrible thing.
所以呢，很多人呢，他们就是也犯了这三样的罪。他们首先呢，他们嘲讽神；第二个呢，他们拒绝教会里教导的真理；第三个呢，他们转离了神的真理。所以呢，他们这三样事情他们都做了。他们呢，自己呢不信，也呢自己阻挡别人信，而且那些要信的人呢，他们也不让别人信。这是对他们说是一个多么羞耻的事情。
So back to Luke 53 now. Luke 11, 53.
所以呢，我们来到《路加福音》第11章的第53节。
What would you expect happened to these people after the Lord Jesus spoke to the lawyers, told them what the problem was? What did they do?
所以呢，你认为这些人呢，这些律法师呢，当主耶稣基督告诉他们应该怎么去做的时候，他们是怎么说的，怎么反应的呢？
And as he said these things to them, The scribes and the Pharisees began to assail him vehemently and to cross-examine him about many things.
63节说，耶稣向他们说了这话，文士和法利赛人就开始极力的催逼他，激动他多说话。
Most people, when rebuked, don't say I'm sorry. Most people, when rebuked, fight back, and the stronger their rebuke, the harder they fight back.
有些人呢，受到训斥的时候呢，他不说对不起，他反而呢更加的抵挡。你训斥他，训斥的越严重，他抵挡的越严重。
And verse 54 explains why they were doing that, lying in wait for him and seeking to catch him in something that he might say that they might accuse him.
第五十四节告诉我们，他们为什么要那样做呢？他们想私下窥听，要抓住耶稣的画柄，好控告他。They
weren't interested in truth.
他们对真理不感兴趣。
They weren't interested in the blessings of God.
他们对神的赐福也不感兴趣。They
were interested in proving that they were right and getting others to follow them.
他们的兴趣是呢，要证明他自己是对的，然后让其他的人呢都跟着他。Okay,
so we learned the lesson from that. Number one, we must not be like that. We're not getting people to follow us. We're getting people to follow Jesus.
另外，我们在这里学到几样东西。第一个呢，就是说我们不要像他们那样，我们不要让其他的人来跟从我们自己，我们要让其他的人来跟从主耶稣。
By God's grace, we don't fight against God. We say, Lord, we want to help people come to God and get the blessings of God.
所以呢，借着神的恩典呢，我们不去反对神，我们要让很多其他的人呢，都到神这里来，得到神的祝福。Well,
this was a very, a very important series of messages this particular day.
所以这个在那个时候呢，是一个非常的严肃的传递的一个信息。
So chapter 12 and verse 1 says, in the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together so that they began to trample one another, he began to say to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
所以这个《路加福音》第十二章也说呢，这时有无数的人聚集，甚至彼此践踏。耶稣对他们的门徒说：“耶稣对他的门徒们说，你们要防备法利赛人的教，就是假冒伪善。”So
we find it somewhat hard. I certainly find it somewhat hard to imagine a huge company of people. How many? Probably many thousands of people gathered at this time.
现在我们就是说是发现的，我们呢，就是我自己呢，很难想象。那这个时候呢，有一大群的人呢聚集在这里，大概呢有好几千人。
And they were so close one to another, they were actually trampling on one another.
因为他们呢也非常的拥挤，靠得非常近，甚至呢挤倒了，互相践踏。
And then the Lord said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
所以主耶稣就对他们说呢，你们要防备法利赛人的教，就是假冒伪善。
What does that mean?
这个是什么意思？
Well, who were the Pharisees? The Pharisees were the religious leaders who basically interpreted the Old Testament to mean what they wanted it to mean, and then they forced that meaning on the people.
因为那法利赛人是谁呢？法利赛人是那样一群宗教的人，他们呢把那个旧约呢，他们用自己的方式把它解读出来，解读出来对他们自己有利，然后强加给的其他的人。
They pretended that they were following God.
他们假装他们跟着神。
But actually, they were getting people to follow them.
但实际上呢，他们是引向引呃，把人们引向跟从他们自己。
So The Lord says the Pharisees have or are full of a leaven.
所以主耶稣基督说呢，法利赛人呢，他们是呢，充满了教。
So what is leaven?
教是什么？
Well, leaven is something like yeast that we put into bread to make the bread taste good and to make the bread lighter to eat, easier to eat.
所以呢，酵呢，实际上就是那些酵母。酵母呢，我们把它放在面里，然后呢，把它发了以后呢，让那个面包呢变得好吃，并且呢很容易的吃进去，变得轻。
So when baking, leaven is put into the dough mixture in order to cause it to rise and to be easier to cook and easier to eat.
因为当那个就是发面的时候，那就是酵母呢放到面团里面，那种和好的面团以后，让这个面团发起来呢，以便能够容易去烘焙，并且烘焙好了容易吃。
But in the Bible, leaven is always used as a picture of sin.
但是圣经里的酵呢，通常呢是用来描绘罪的一个画面。
And so when we read of leaven, we say, leaven speaks of sin. Sin is just like leaven.
因为当我们读到酵的时候呢，在圣经里我们就说呢，那个酵母就像罪，罪呢就是代表着酵。
And so, sin, when it's put into a context, sin spreads extremely rapidly in a context.
因为这个上下文的关系里，在这个内容里呢，就是说是那个罪呢，它呢传播的速度非常的快。
And sin supposedly tastes good to start, but it has a very bad effect in the end.
所以罪呢，其实刚开始你去犯的时候呢，觉得还有点好，但是呢，最终呢，就是带来非常的坏的结果。
And that's what sin is like. The devil comes along and says, you've got a problem. This is what you do. And he gives you a sinful way to solve the problem, a sinful way to bring joy and happiness.
所以这个呢，就是魔鬼所行事的方式。当你出现了麻烦和问题的时候呢，魔鬼他就来，他给你一个就是有罪的这样的方式去解决这样的问题。那么说，他通过罪呢，给你带来快感，给你带来幸福。
And sin doesn't fulfill its promises, but it does spread very, very rapidly.
所以呢，就是罪呢，它呢，就是说是，就是跟它那个想象的一样，它的那个传播呢，非常的速度非常快。
So the Pharisees were guilty of having the leaven of hypocrisy.
所以呢，就是说法利赛人呢，他们有罪，是因为他们有这个就是假冒伪善的酵母。
And hypocrisy is the specific sin that says, says one thing and does another.
假冒伪善呢，它一个非常典型的特征呢，它嘴里说一套，心里想一套。
A hypocrite is someone who says one thing on the outside, but lives something different on the inside.
因为就是假冒伪善的人呢，他们是呢，就是说是在外面说的一回事，在里面他们活出来的又是另外一回事。
And so these hypocrites this day who were fighting the Lord Jesus, these Pharisees, they were pretending that they were on God's side, but they really weren't.
所以这个里面呢，这里法利赛人呢，这里呢，他们就是说是假装他们是假冒伪善，他们假装在神这一边，但是他们却不在。
So the Lord says, I'll tell you some more about their hypocrisy.
所以主说呢，我告诉你们更多的关于他们的假冒伪善。
So verse 2, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, nor hidden that will not be known.
第二节说呢，掩盖的事没有不显露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
Now that is an amazing statement.
这是一个非常的奇妙的说法。
Most people say, I can do this, and if nobody sees me, nobody will ever find out.
对，有些说呢，我可以做这件事情，如果没有被人看见，那么就永远不会被人知道。
The basis of lies is for many people the basis of life.
另外就是去说谎，就是很多人他们人生的那样的基础。
But the Lord Jesus says nothing will be covered. Everything will be revealed.
对，主耶稣说呢，没有隐藏的事，没有事，是没有事掩盖的事，没有不显露出来的。
Now that sometimes happens in life. Sometimes people say, they live a lie, and then data comes out maybe a few days later, a few months or years later, maybe a few decades later. The truth comes out, and people know that they were lying all along.
其实呢，我们这里呢，有些人呢，他是就是这样的；有些人呢，他一生中呢，他撒了个谎，撒了个谎呢，但是呢，就是说是，也许几个小时之后，也许几天后，也许几个月，也许几年，也许几十年以后，人们终归发现他当时在说谎。
So that's often true in life, but here the verse is everything will be revealed.
因为这个在我们的人生里总是这样的。那么说，这里讲到的呢，没有不显露出来的隐藏的事儿。
Now we find that hard to understand because God is great and infinite. We know that it is possible and that it is going to happen, but we've got to let it scare us.
在这个里面呢，我们发现，通常呢，我们很难理解这样的，因为神呢，他是大能的，他是无限的，他会让这样的事情呢，显露出来，所以我们要让这句话要让我们感到害怕。
Don't tell a lie. Don't live a lie because sooner or later the truth will come out. Jesus has promised that will happen.
对这个里面呢，不要说谎，不要在谎言里活着，因为迟早主耶稣基督呢要让它显露出来。那么是这是主耶稣基督所应许的。
Verse 3, therefore, whatever you have spoken in the dark, will be heard in the light, and what you have spoken in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops.
第三节说呢，因此你们在暗中所说的，将要在光中被人听见；在那时，妇儿所说的，将要在房上被人宣扬。
Most people don't believe that.
大多数人不相信这一点。
Some politicians say that if you don't lie, you'll never get anywhere.
所以有些政客说呢，如果你不撒谎呢，你办不了任何事儿了。
Many businessmen live on the basis of lies.
所以，大多数商人呢，他们都是活在谎言中。
Many scientists have devoted their lives to propagating lies.
所以，很多科学家呢，他们的整个的一生呢，都建立在一个伪造的谎言上。
So Jesus says to all men, and especially to Christians, don't ever lie. Keep telling the truth.
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，对所有的人，特别是对基督徒们说呢，永远不要说谎，要讲真话。
Now the answer is, why would you not tell lies? Why would you refuse to be a hypocrite? Or listen to hypocrites.
所以现在问题是呢，为什么你不能撒谎？为什么你要拒绝呢？就是说，假冒伪善的人不听假冒伪善的话。
So verse 4 says, And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do.
第四节说呢，我的朋友，我对你们说，那杀身体以后不能再做什么的，不要怕他们。
Why do people lie?
人们为什么要说谎啊？
Well, they're afraid that if they told the truth, their friends might not like it anymore. Their enemies might punish them.
对他们害怕，如果他们讲真话的话呢，他们的朋友们呢就不再喜欢他们，他们的敌人呢会惩罚他们。
And so instead of asking God to allow them to tell the truth and live the truth, they tell a lie and they are fearful that some man, somebody somewhere will find out, so they hide the lie.
这个里面呢，就是说他们呢不是去找神帮助，要神帮助他们去讲真话，而且呢，他们去选择去撒谎，撒谎呢，他们在他的人生里呢，他们躲在某个地方呢撒谎。
So the issue is don't fear man, don't fear friends or people, but fear the Lord. That's what verse 5 says.
所以这样的原则呢，是不要就是去害怕你的朋友，不要去害怕人，但是要害怕神，这是第五节说的。
But I will show you verse 5, whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him.
第五节说：“我要预先警戒你们，当怕的是谁？当怕那杀了以后又有权柄，又在地狱里的。是的，我告诉你们，正要怕他。
Who has power to cast into hell?
谁有这样的权柄把人下到地狱？
Well, the Lord.
是主。”
Now, most people say, I don't fear God because I can't see him. And even if I tell a lie, I don't get into trouble today. It's later I get into trouble.
第二呢，就是有些人说呢，就是说呢，我不害怕神，因为就算呢，我呢，就是说是犯了罪，我今天呢也不会有麻烦，我可能后面会有麻烦，我也看不见神。
But hypocrisy is very short-sighted because you see, at the end of life, we are brought before the God who made us, and he has the power to cast into hell, and all liars, the Bible tells us, will not get eternal life.
这个里面呢，就是说是，但是这些假冒伪善的人呢，都是非常短视的，因为他们看不到他们将来在人生的终结的时候呢，这些人呢，都要站在神的主的面前，主把那些人呢，都要就是不信的人都要扔到地狱里去。那么说呢，他们就是说是，圣经告诉我们，说谎的人没有永生。
So why are people like the Pharisees? Why are they hypocrites like the Pharisees are?
所以呢，为什么有些人像法利赛人一样呢？为什么说那些假冒伪善的就像法利赛人那样呢？
Well, I think the first thing is because they don't realize that God will hold everyone responsible and bring all truth to life.
另外，第一件事情呢，我认为他们并没有意识到，每一个人呢都要为他的一生负责。最终呢，真相呢，都要在神面前展示出来。
So, reason number one, they don't believe that God is going to deal with every issue. He will.
所以第一个原因呢，他们不相信神会解决每一个问题，但是神会的。
But reason number two is most people say God doesn't care.
所以第二个原因就是，大多数人说呢，神呢，他根本就不关心。
Does God care what I say?
神关心我说的话吗？
Does God care what I do?
神关心我做的事儿吗？
And so the Lord goes on in verse 6 and asks a very interesting question. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God?
所以呢，第六节呢，主耶稣基督开始一个非常的有意思的问题。他说呢，五个麻雀不是卖2分银子吗？但在神面前，一个也不忘记。
So the wonderful truth is, God cares for sparrows.
所以这个奇妙的真理是呢，神甚至都关心麻雀。
And the logic, the hymn goes on, says, if God cares about a sparrow, then surely he will care for you and care for me.
所以这样一个赞美诗说呢，就是说是，如果神连麻雀都关心，那很确定的，他关心你我。
And people therefore follow the leaven, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, because they don't believe that God is good enough to care for them, to care about what they do, and to help them do what is right.
所以呢，那些呢，跟从呢假冒伪善的法利赛的人呢，他们不认为呢神有足够的好道可以来帮助他们去关心他们，甚至说呢帮助他们在人生里去做正确的事情。
Does God care about you and me?
神呢关心你我吗？
Verse 7, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
其实说，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
Now, that's an amazing thing.
这是个奇妙的事情。How
many hairs do you have on your head?
你头上有多少根头发？
Answer, a whole lot more than I've got on my head.
因为你们的头发远远多过我头上的头发。
But the Lord knows precisely how many hairs you've got on your head at any particular point in time.
因为就是奇妙事情的主耶基督呢，他知道你的头上在每一个时间点上有多少根头发。
Sometimes I brush my hair and some hair comes off on the brush.
因为有时候，当我梳头的时候呢，就是有些头发呢掉了，掉在梳子上。
And I look at the hairs on the brush and I wonder about them. And I say, yes, they all just came out of my head.
因为我看看梳子上的那个头发，我说对，都是我头上掉下来的。
But God knows each one of those hairs. And he could tell me, if he wanted to, the number of those hairs.
但是呢，他知道了那些所有的头发的数量。如果他想告诉我，他一定会告诉我我有多少根头发。
And he might say, Harold, there are three hairs there. One is number 1,726, and the other one is number 4,385, and the third one is number 6,819.
所以说呢，Harold，你那有三根头发，一个头发呢应该是1,726根头发，第二个头发呢应该4,266根头发，第三根头发应该是7,656根头发。
And I say to him, Lord, that's ridiculous. What difference does it make which number the hair on the brush is? Why does that matter?
所以我说呢，这个呢就是非常的奇怪。那么说这个有什么重要的呢？我那个梳子上的哪一根那三根头发是第几根？第几根有什么重要的？
And he says, Harold, it might not be important to you, but it is important to me. I want you to know that I love and care for everything that's about you.
所以呢，神就会说呢，Harold，对你来说也许没那么重要，但对我来说呢是非常重要的。我关心你身上的每一件事情。
And so the conclusion is, if he cares about the little things about me, I'm sure he cares about the big things about me that are important.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，结论是呢，如果神呢，就是说是关心我们这身上的这些小的不重要的事情的话呢，他肯定会关心我们在身上那些大的重要的事情。
So what's the conclusion of all this? The end of verse 7?
因为这些所有的结论是什么呢？在第7节的结尾。
Do not fear, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows.
因此呢，不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
That's thrilling. He cares about the sparrows. He cares about the hairs on my head. He cares about everything about me.
这让我呢非常的激动惊奇，因为呢他呢关心那个麻雀，他关心我身上的每一根头发，那么说呢他肯定会关心我。Verse
8, he says also, I say to you, whoever confesses me before man, him, the Son of Man, will confess before the angels of God.
第八节说：“我要告诉你们，凡在人面前承认我的，人子在神的众天使面前也必承认他。
What do the angels of God do?
”那么，神的天使在干什么？
Well, they help people.
他们帮助人。
They come alongside and they save or they protect people from danger and harm.
他们呢，就在那些人周围呢，保护人，不让他们陷入危险和危害。
And so Eric Peterson periodically tells the story of how an angel preserved his father from being killed when he was working on the railroad.
因为呢，Eric Peterson 他通常呢会告诉我们一个故事，关于他的父亲的。这样，他父亲呢，就是说，当他在铁道上工作的时候，是怎样被天使保护，没有死。
The angels of God are there to protect us.
所以，神的天使呢，他在那里是为了保护我们。
All right. Now, if you wanted the angels to protect you, what would you do?
那么呢，现在如果你想要一个天使来保护你，你应该怎么做呢？
Well, you would confess the Lord Jesus before man. You'd tell people about Jesus, because if you tell people about Jesus, God will tell the angels to look after you.
因为这个里面呢，你要在人面前呢，告诉主耶稣，要传讲主耶稣基督，你要去告诉别人我们的主耶稣基督。因为如果你相信主耶稣基督呢，主耶稣基督呢会告诉他的天使来保护你。
Well, that's a pretty good deal, isn't it?
可是。
You confess, you talk to people about the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus and God will talk to the angels, and the angels will be sent to help you.
这个非常的不错的交易，是不是呢？你去告诉别人主耶稣，你去传讲主耶稣，那么主耶稣基督呢和神呢，他们会告诉天使，让天使下来保护你。
But the opposite is also true. But he who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God.
所以反之呢，也是成立的，因为第九节说呢，在人面前不认我的，在神的众天使面前也必不认他。
Is it important that you tell people about the Lord Jesus? Is it important that you make sure that they know that you are going in the power of God? Rather than in your own strength?
因为里面的意思是说，如果你去告诉别人关于主耶稣基督，这个是重要的吗？是去告诉别人，就是说是你是借着神的大能来行走，而不是借着自己的力量，这个重要吗？
And the answer is yes. I don't want the angels to turn away from me. I want the angels to help me.
这答案是非常重要的，因为呢，我不想天使呢转离我，我想要天使们来帮助我。
So the Lord is continuing now to speak to the disciples and through them to the others so that we can learn about his great truth.
女主呢，现在开始呢，继续呢，跟她的门徒们和其他的人说话，这样呢，我们可以知道她教导的真理。
And so verse 10 says, And anyone who speaks a word concerning or against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But to him who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven.
第十节说呢，凡说话干犯人子的，还可得赦免；但亵渎圣灵的，总不得赦免。
So don't say bad things against the Holy Spirit, and don't say bad things against Jesus.
你不要说呢，就是圣灵的坏话，也不要说呢，主耶稣基督的坏话。
The Lord says that the Holy Spirit of God is one who the Holy Spirit of God is one we must not sin against.
女主一句的说呢，就说是圣灵是那一位，我们不能向着他犯罪的。
Many people blame no Many people say that the work of the devil is actually the work of the Holy Spirit, or that the work of the Holy Spirit is actually the work of the devil.
很多人说呢，就是说是那个圣灵的工作呢，是魔鬼的工作，也有很多人说那魔鬼的工作是圣灵的工作。
Don't confuse things like that and don't fail to give God the credit for what he does.
所以呢，就是说是不要让这些事情让你感到混乱的，不要呢，就是把那个功劳归功于神。
It is a terrible thing to give credit for what God is doing to the devil.
其实是一个非常可怕的事呢，把神所做的事情呢归功于魔鬼。
That's what the people were doing in the earlier chapter. Jesus did the miracle, and they said it was by Beelzebub, the prince of devils, that you did that miracle. What an awful thing to say.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，在前面的几章呢，发生过这样的事情。当主耶稣基督赶鬼的时候呢，他们说呢，你是靠着鬼王别西卜赶的鬼，所以他们把那个主耶稣基督的神奇的工作归功于魔鬼，这是个多么可怕的事情呢？
Give God the credit, give God the glory for all that he does through the Holy Spirit and in the life of Jesus and elsewhere. Don't attribute the greatness of God to the devil.
就是说，你要把主耶稣基督呢，在神的圣灵在主耶稣基督身上所行的工作归功于神，把荣耀归功于神，不要把那个主耶稣基督他所行的事情呢，就归功于魔鬼，这是个非常可怕的事情。
Now, if you stand up for God and if you say things for the Lord Jesus, something's probably going to happen.
因为呢，如果你为神站出来，你为主耶稣基督说话，那么有些事情呢，可能就会发生了。
Many will say that's wonderful.
大多数人说呢，太奇妙了。And
more and more, many will say that's terrible, and they will start to fight against you.
因为就是很多很多其他人，他很快呢就会说呢，这个太可怕了，他们开始会反对你。
But when the attack comes, remember, you were giving credit to the Holy Spirit. And just as the angels will help those who follow God, so the Holy Spirit will help you.
因为当那个反对的人站出来的时候，你要记住，那个功劳归功于圣灵。那么圣灵呢，就是说是会让天使来保护那些其他的人，来保护你，就像保护那些其他为他说话的人一样。
So verse 11 now. Now, when they bring you to the synagogues and magistrates and authorities, do not worry about how or what you would answer or what you should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say.
就是一节说，人在你们会堂、并官长和有权柄的人面前，不要私虑怎样回答、说什么话，因为正在那时，圣灵要教导你们当说的话。
If you give honor to the Holy Spirit, He will give honor to you.
如果你呢去把荣誉给圣灵，圣灵呢也会给你荣誉。
After you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you're born into the family of God, you will find that the Holy Spirit will stand up for you and He will work with you. He will help you. He will send the angels to help you.
因为当你呢相信主耶稣基督为你的救主重生进入神的家庭以后呢，圣灵呢他会与你同在，他会帮助你，当他会鼓励你，当你碰到困难的时候，他会差天使来保护你。
So don't just sit there, speak up.
你不要只是坐在那里说。
And the Holy Spirit and the angels will be on your side. Praise the Lord.
所以呢，就是说是圣灵和天使会站在你这一边，哎，赞美主。
All right, keep going now, verse 13.
我们来继续来读第十三节。
Then one from this great crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
第十三节，众人中有一个对耶稣说呢：“师傅，请你吩咐我的弟兄和我分开家业。
Are there ever any problems in a family when it comes to dividing the inheritance?
”所以呢，在一个家里呢，当开始分遗产的时候，会不会出现问题呢？
My one brother often says, I want this, and the other says, you don't deserve it, I get this. And there are often big fights in a family after someone dies, and who's going to get the inheritance?
所以通常呢，这个人呢，家里的这个弟兄呢，会这样说：“这个是属于我的。”另外一个兄弟呢，也会这样说：“这是该我的，我该得这些。”所以在家里有人死了以后呢，分遗产通常是个大问题。
Verse 14, but the Lord Jesus said to him, Man, who made me a judge or an arbiter over you?
第十四节，耶稣对他说：“人呐，谁立我做审判官，会给你们分家业呢
That is not God's job.
？”这不是神的工作。
Jesus didn't say, I'm gonna speak to your brother. If he's done something bad, we'll hit him.
因为主耶稣并没说呢，就是说是我会去跟你的弟兄是兄弟说话，如果他做错了事儿，我会打他。
Why?
为什么？
Because money and things are not important in the life of the Christian.
因为那就是金钱和其他的一些东西，在基督徒的人生里并不是重要的。
Now, in our culture and in our society, that is very rarely understood.
因为这个呢，在我们的社会里，在我们当今的社区里呢，这个呢，他们呢，非常容易去理解。
And somebody would say, if I don't get my fair share of the inheritance, I will lose millions of dollars.
有些人觉得，如果我们不能公平的分遗产，我会失去那几百万的遗产。
And Jesus says, that's not very important.
主耶稣说，这个并不重要。
What's important is that you do the work of God. That's important.
现在重要的是呢，你要去做神的工，这个才是重要的。
Our society has placed an inordinate value on money and things.
所以呢，我们的当今的社会呢，把金钱和东西的价值呢，放到一个非常难以想象的高度。
So the Lord often says to people, it's not really important whether you get a million or 2 million, whether you get a 10 or $20. Doesn't matter.
这种人是觉得通常说呢，你得到100万、200万，或者说10块钱、20块钱，这个都不重要。
Verse 15, and he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
第十五节，于是他对他们说：“要谨慎，防备贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。”
Now, this theme is going to carry on for several verses here. And the question is, it's all about covetousness.
因为这些主题呢，在这里呢有好几节经文呢会继续谈到，但这个主题呢，所有谈到的都是贪婪。
That is the theme of the last of the Ten Commandments.
这就是说，这是在十诫里面的最后的一个那个的一诫。
And most people tend to ignore them.
大多数人呢，他们想忽略这一点。
And many preachers have structured their Christian life in such a way that they will get more money.
因为很多讲道人呢，他们把他的基督徒的人生建立在呢赚更多的钱的这个结构上。
And especially in our day, in the age of television. And radio and the internet, it's possible to have a huge audience.
现在特别是在我们当今时代，我们有电视、有电台，也有网络。那么说呢，这种，你有一个巨大的听众的机会，那就非常大。
And they've learned that if they structure things properly, each person might give a little. And when you add it all together, it's a whole lot of money. And a lot of people are into religion for the money.
比如说你们那就是说是他们呢就想呢，如果他们组织结构的好，那么每个人呢给一点钱，那么这么多人呢一个人给一点钱呢，他们呢就是说是会赚很多的钱。那么说很多人呢，他们建立一个就是为了赚钱的宗教。
And so the Lord is saying here, money is not the important thing.
你注意，在这里说呢，金钱并不是重要的事情。
So he tells a parable.
有的那个故事，
And so we'll read the parable and then just make a comment or two on it. Verse 16 says, Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, You fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will be those things? Whose will those things be which you have provided? So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
那就是说，主耶稣基督讲那个比喻，比喻呢是从16节一直到21节。第16节说呢，就是说是第16节说呢，就用比喻对他们说，有一个富人在田里出产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说我要这么办啊，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的。在那里收藏我一切的出产和财物，然后要对我的魂说：“魂呐，你要许多财物积存，可做多年费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”神却对他说：“无知的人呐，今夜必要你的魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。”
Most men, most women in our society would say that man was a wise man.
因为就是大多数人在我们当今的社会内呢，会说那个男的或者那个女的呢是个聪明人。
Get as much money as you can and then sit back and relax and take it easy, have a party.
因为他们积攒了足够的钱财呢，以后呢就开始坐下来休息，然后呢快乐，然后去开party。
But God calls that very foolish because we do not know when we will die, and all that we have will be left. And we will have, if we focus on getting money, we will lose out on the rewards of heaven.
对这个神呢说呢，这个是非常愚蠢的，因为我们不知道我们什么时候会死。如果我们死了呢，以后呢，我们呢所有的积攒下来的财产呢都不知道留给谁了。然后呢，如果我们只管积攒财产的话呢，我们就会失去在天上的财富。
Verse 21 is a key verse. It says, So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
21节的关键的一节经文，他说呢，凡为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。
Most people, if they are rich, focus on their riches and not on the things of God, and they are rich in this life, but poor regarding the heavenly riches.
所以这个大多数人呢，他们呢就说是很富有，但是呢，他们把全部的注意力都放在他们的财富上，因此呢，他们在尽管他们在今生呢富足，但是呢，他们却不关心神的事儿，这样呢，他们在天上呢就失去了天上的财富，在天上很贫穷。
All of us must make a choice.
我们所有人都必须做出选择。
And that choice in life is simple. We either follow the Lord and lay up riches in heaven, or we follow man and lay up riches on the earth. Very difficult to do both.
所以呢，这个好呢，我们必须做出这样的选择。我们呢，就是要选择跟从神，把财富积在天上，还是选择跟从人，把财富积攒在地上。我们所有的每个人都必须做出这样的选择。通常呢，也是非常难选择的。
And it is very interesting. Many of the great men of God that you and I know were those who were born rich and gave away all their riches to serve God, and God blessed them abundantly.
你这个里面呢，以往呢就知道很多这样的属神的伟大的人，他们呢出生的时候就非常有钱，非常富有，但是他们却呢散尽了所有的钱财去服侍神，那么神呢大大的赐福了他们。
It is very easy to be blinded from a spiritual perspective by money in this life.
所以呢，非常容易的让这个就是说是今生的财富，在让你在灵里是眼瞎的。
Remember that the Lord Jesus Christ was not rich, he was poor.
那些记住，主耶稣基督呢并不富有，他贫穷。
And when he needed money to pay his taxes, he said to Peter, "You go down, take a line, throw it into the sea, and you'll bring up a fish. The fish will have some money in its mouth. You can pay for our taxes."
所以当基督要缴税的时候呢，当时呢，他跟彼得说：“彼得啊，你把这个鱼饵呢撒到那个湖里去钓一条鱼。但你把那条鱼钓上来的时候，那个鱼嘴里含着的金钱呢，已足够付我们两个的税了。”
The Lord Jesus only had enough money to get through life by the miraculous provision of God.
你主耶稣呢，他唯一能够在他的人生里持续的呢，是呢，就是神的那个满有恩典的奇妙的供应。
Peter and John went to the temple, Acts chapter 3.
现在在《使徒行传》3章里，彼得和约翰进到圣殿里去。
And they saw the lame man sitting at the gate, the beautiful gate, and Peter said to them,
比如他们看到一个呢，就是说摊子坐在那个美门的旁边，彼得对他说
He said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk.
对，他说呢，金银我没有，但是呢，我借着主耶稣基督拿撒勒人主耶稣基督的名，可以对你说，站起来走路。
So money is not important in the Christian life.
在基督徒的人生里，金钱不是重要的。
So verse 22, he said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life or your money, what you will eat or what about the body, what will you put on?
这个事就说，耶稣对他的门徒们说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。”
And now, verse 23 is marvelous. It says, Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing.
第二三节呢，非常的奇妙。他说呢，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。
Now, the world doesn't understand that at all.
所以呢，我们这个世界呢，对这一点完全不理解。
And many Christians don't understand it either.
所以大多数基督徒呢，也不理解。
verse 24, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse or barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds?
24节说：“你想乌鸦也不种，也不收，又没有仓，又没有库，神且养活它们，你们比飞鸟要贵重多少呢？”
Does God really care for you?
神真的关心啊！
Yeah, he's numbered your hairs.
是的，他数过了你的头发。
Does God really care for you?
神真的关心你吗？
Yeah, he will feed you just the way he feeds the birds, the sparrows, and the ravens.
对，是的，他会那个喂饱你，就像他喂饱乌鸦和喂饱麻雀一样。
Now, I've told you many, many times and will again, the two great lies that the devil wants you to believe are number one, sin isn't that bad, and number two, God isn't that good.
因为我跟大家讲过很多次，我还要再讲一次。就是说，是魔鬼的两个最大的谎言。第一个呢，就是罪没有那么坏；第二个呢，是神没有那么好。
But this verse says God is that good.
但这句经文告诉我们，神真的是很好。
And he will care for you in the great distresses of life, just as he does the sparrows, just as he does the ravens.
因为他在你的人生里那极大的痛苦的时刻呢，他会帮助你，就像他帮助乌鸦、帮助麻雀一样。
Now, verse 25. And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature?
第25节说：“你们哪一个能用思虑使身量多加1肘呢？
How tall are you?
你有多高？”
Would you be happier if you were 18 inches taller than you are right now?
所以，如果你现在比现在有高18英寸，你会比现在身高高18英寸，你会更加高兴吗？
And I guess if I were a basketball player, I would say, yep, I'd be far happier if I were 18 inches taller.
因为我猜呢，如果我是个篮球运动员，我说呢，如果我比现在高18英寸，我会非常高兴的。
But of course, none of us can add to our height.
因为当然了，我每个人都不能让自己长高。
Now, verse 26 says, if you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious for the rest?
但是这就说，这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？
He's basically saying, to add 18 inches to your height isn't a big deal, but what is important is that God cares for you.
因为就是说是他基本上说呢，让你增高18英寸，那根本就不重要。最更重要的事情呢，是神呢关心你。
So, I guess if I were to summarize this passage, I might say it says, Harold, quit worrying.
因为我认为呢，如果也要总结这一段文章呢，我就是要对自己说，Howard 不要担心。
God loves you, Harold. Don't worry.
所以神爱你，Harold，不要担心，
Keep doing what you should do.
所以去做你该做的事情，
Keep praying, keep serving God.
要一直祷告，一直服侍神，
But don't worry.
但不要担心。
All right, what's our next verse say?
你下一节经文是怎么说的？
Verse 24. I'm not even sure if that's the right verse. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse or barn, and God feeds them. How much more are you of more value than the birds? 25 again. Which of you, by marrying, worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? And then verse 26. If you then are not able to do what is least, how can you be anxious? Why are you anxious for the rest?
因为里面的刚才呢，他回到第24节说呢，你想乌鸦也不种也不收，又没有仓又没库，神就养活他们， 你们比飞鸟贵重多少呢？第二，我就说你们哪一个能用思虑使身量多加一肘呢？然后来到第26节说，这最小的事儿你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事情呢？
Verse 27, now consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these.
第二句就是说，你想百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而，我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。
If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith?
第28节说：“你们这些小信的人呢、啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他们这样的装饰，何况你们呢？”
Have you noticed that these verses keep repeating the same theme?
请你们注意到呢，这些经文呢一直在重复一件事。
God cares for the creation that he has made, the sparrows, the ravens, the grass of the field. He cares about all those. He cares more about you.
所以神呢，他关心他的被造物，他关心呢那个麻雀，关心乌鸦，关心草，关心花。你们比那些东西都贵重得多，所以神会关心你们的。
You go all the way back to creation in the Garden of Eden, and God made all the animals and all the flowers and all the trees and all the mountains. He made it all. And then he made man in his image. God loves you.
因为我们回到那个创世纪，那么神呢？他创造了一切，创造了天地，创造了日月，创造了所有的动物，创造了所有植物、花花草草。然后呢，他照着自己的影像造了人，所以神关心你，
God loves me.
神爱我，
Don't worry.
不要担心，
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And do his good work.
去做他的上工。
All right, well, that's our time is gone. And so we'll pick the story up in chapter 12, verse 29 next week.
所以我们时间也到了，我们下个星期呢就会继续学习这个故事，从第29节开始学。
Thank you for being with us this evening, this morning. And our prayer is that the Lord will bless us all and cause us to rest in Him and His bountiful provision for us.
因为这个里面呢，就是感谢大家呢，今天上午来加入我们的祷告是呢，我每个人呢都要在神给我们那样丰丰富富的供应里面得到安息。
So let's pray.
我们的祷告。
Lord, we find these verses somewhat overwhelming.
最主要我们发现这些经文呢都是非常的令人惊奇的。
We are so attuned to prioritizing the things of this life, to prioritizing what we'll eat, what we'll drink, and wherewithal we'll be clothed.
最主要，我们通常呢，就是说是把我们人生的这样的需要呢，放在那个首要位置。那么就是说，我们在这个人生里怎样去生活，怎么吃什么、穿什么，我们应该住什么。
Lord, help us understand that these are all diverting focus from that which is truly important, and that is our quiet walk with God.
最主要帮助我们，让我们理解，我们注意的这些东西呢，都是把我们带偏了，让我们没有去注意到，我们应该与神同行。
We thank you that you care for us. Help us to stay away from the hypocrisy of the world, which prioritizes money rather than the treasure, the good, great treasure of serving God.
所以呢，主要求您呢帮助我们，帮助我们不要像这个世界上的这样的假冒伪善的人。这些假冒伪善的人呢，他们的主要焦点注意力是在金钱和精神的财富上，让我们呢要把焦点关注在那个天上的神的财富上，还是与神同行上。
And so we give thanks now for all your kindness and pray for your blessing upon us this week.
地主啊，我们现在呢为您所给我们所做的一切呢献上感恩，并且呢祈求呢这个星期呢您的赐福一直临到我们。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Thank you all. The Lord bless us all.